Our locker room chats continue here on 92.1 KMZA, talking Valley Heights basketball, joined by girls head coach, that is Jordan Brocksterman, presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Coach, let's go back to the Twin Valley League tournament. This past week, your team makes it all the way to the championship game, and what was just a fantastic game, a fantastic atmosphere, but Centralia able to get the win, 42-40. So much to digest in that game. Emma Youngberg was just monstrous throughout the tournament, had a great championship game, but again, Centralia gets the win, and you suffer your first loss of the year. Just kind of going back to that tournament field and how it played out, just what were a few takeaways from it?
Well, the TVL tournament is always a great tournament, and it definitely lived up to it this year. I was pleased with how we performed for the most part. We competed, and in the semifinals, we had a poor first half and came back and fought our way back into it to win. And then in the title game, it was a bout between two good teams, and what more can you ask for watching it? I think we could have done some things different late in the game to maybe secure the victory. We had a slim lead late in the game, and it kind of slipped away. But Centralia is a really good team, and they've got a lot of great ball handlers and scorers and shooters, and that's ultimately what got us in the end. We left a shooter open, and she knocked it down, and credit to them. They deserved it. They earned it that night and were the better team. So it was probably good for us in the long run. We need to kind of figure out how to shore up some things that we're struggling in different areas and work to get better, because the ultimate goal is in March.
Yeah, absolutely. Trying to look into sub-state and a state championship down the road. Now we've kind of hit the true home stretch of the season, post-mid-season tournament time. You've had a little bit of time since Saturday with maybe a little bit of extra practice time. How have you kind of utilized that extra time?
Well, we gave the girls Monday off after a long tournament, and then had a really, really good practice Tuesday. And, ultimately we just need to kind of continue to stay as competitive as possible in practice. And things aren't going to get easier for the girls in terms of practice, but the focus and attention to detail needs to be there as we go through this long stretch of February and into March. We're just still kind of grinding, going at it. This is a part of our schedule that is tough. I mean, you don't want to have any letdowns, and we'll see Hanover again soon. We'll see Centralia again, and those would be good games for us to kind of prep us for postseason.
And it'll start this stretch coming up Friday against Wetmore. What's the scout look like on this Wetmore team, and what kind of ball game can you expect getting back to it?
Wetmore has some good talent. There's Strothman girl that's been playing there for she's a senior now, but she's been starting since she was a freshman. She's a really, really skilled player, and so we'll have to count for her. But ultimately, we just kind of need to take care of the little details on our end and focus on each moment and do our best in the moment. And then go forward.
That is Valley Heights girls basketball coach Jordan Brocksterman joining us here, presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed, off a second place finish in the TVL tournament this past week, getting back to it Friday at home against Wetmore. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.